When you walk into the ring with the number one heavyweight of the world, you'll be ready, won't you? Why? Because I waited for 50 years to make you ready. You'll be able to spit nails, kid. Like the guy says, you're gonna eat lightning and you're gonna crap thunder. You're gonna become a very dangerous person.
Our show's name pays tribute to the Boer Trekkers of South Africa, who in 1838 soundly defeated 30,000 Zulus on the bank of the Nkomo River, thereafter called Blood River, from the water turning red with the blood of the slain. Miraculously, no Boer Trekker died and only three were wounded. Now, your friend, Eddie Miller, will be your ambassador for tonight's show.
Well, good morning, good evening, good afternoon, all you precious listeners out there in Radio Land, Blood River Radio Land. Yes, that's right. You're in Blood River Radio Land. You're listening to Blood River Radio. This is the only radio show on earth that I know of that our flagship, our dedication, our flagship issue is white global genocide. The program of genocide has been ongoing for a long time, but we kind of date it from modern times. You could go back to the American, to Lincoln's war against the South, but probably the modern times, the First World War, Second World War, and what's going on, the hard genocide going on in South Africa. What we talked about here in Blood River, we talked about hard genocide being when they're actually white people are being murdered, butchered, raped, tortured. That's hard genocide. Soft genocide is what you see going on in Europe, in the United States and Canada, with just a massive influx of non-white, non-Christian people. Ethnic. A lot of people like to call it ethnic cleansing. I call it soft genocide because it does lead to genocide. Well, like I said, people, this is October the 23rd in the year of our Lord and Savior 2021, and there's no name under the sun in which man can be saved except Jesus Christ. And it is also is the 38th anniversary of the Beirut barracks bombing in Beirut, Lebanon, where our precious, precious allies, those precious Jews, God knows we love them, when they blew up a barracks in Lebanon and they killed 307 people and they killed 241 of them were United States military personnel, 58 French, 6 civilians, and 2 suicide bombers. God bless those Jews. They had to do it. After all, they're the chosen people, you know, and the Holocaust is going to come back and get them if they don't do that. And so we'll be talking about that more in the second hour. But the people, you know the drill. Before we go to the first hour, we always say a little prayer. So if you will, bow your heads while I go take us to prayer. Blood River Radio, we do nothing without going to Jesus Christ in prayer. So if you will, bow your heads. Almighty Father God, the maker of heaven and earth, the maker of all the seen and unseen, the God of Blood River Radio and my family, the God of Liberty News Radio, the God of Jay and Cameron and Sam and all of our listeners, God, you who spoke everything that's in this world, everything that's in the universe, God, never even existed and who God Almighty spoke it to being. Lord, if you will, please forgive our sins this very day. Jesus Christ died for our sins, and so we claim the precious blood of Christ to cleanse our sins. But Lord, what we do ask for more than anything is courage. We ask for courage, wisdom, and discernment. The wisdom and discernment to know and see the evil. We ask for the courage and the pit bull guts to go charge straight ahead, always ride to the gunfire, never shirking our duties to fight and defeat evil in your name, Lord. We ask all this in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, people, I gave you a little teaser about what we're going to be doing in the second hour. Gene Andrews will be coming on. We're going to be talking about leading y'all for the Beirut barracks. But tonight, on the first hour, we have a very special guest coming back after a long illness. Her name is Miss Berta Voss. We'll introduce her more in just a second. We also have another, my little sister and yours, Miss Monica Schaefer. They're going to be coming on tonight. And they're going to be running the show. I'm going to bring him in and out of the breaks. I'm going to be the master of ceremonies. You know how I like to do that here. I like to get as best people we can possibly get, and then I like to get the hell out of their way. So, since Miss Berta is the first, has been gone after a long absence, we'll introduce her. Introduce yourself to the audience, little sister, Miss Berta. How are you doing, little lady?
Mm-hmm. Hello. I'm doing very well again, and I'm happy to be on the show and, yes, give you the news from Germany.
That's right. Miss Berta is calling in from Germany. She stayed up late at night. It's about, what is it about? Is it about 10 p.m. in Germany where you are, Miss Berta, or 11?
No, it's 11 already.
Okay. Past 11 p.m.
Well,
I appreciate your sacrifice being up tonight. And, you know, now we're going to go to our other guest. Everybody knows Miss Monica Schaefer, Miss Braveheart. How are you doing tonight, Miss Monica? Monica, are you
with us? Back on. Can you hear me now?
Oh, yes, I can hear you. Couldn't hear you there for a second. How are you doing tonight, little girl?
I said little girl, like little sister.
Well, I'm just so good to have you back on. You're very welcome. These two girls are like my sisters. They really are. Well, if you want, listen, like I told the audience, I'm going to keep my promise. I'm going to get out of your way. And you and Miss Berta, go ahead and take up. Tell us what we're going to be talking about and get going, girls. I'm getting out of the way right now, so I'm out of your way. So go ahead.
All right. Well, you know, I'd like to start by asking Berta to give us a little bit of a snapshot of what's going on the ground in Germany. I mean, all over the world, we have this absolute insanity of this COVID hoax going on. And so why don't you give us a little bit of a update for the current situation in Germany, the feeling, the general sense? Are people waking up in droves, or are they going along like zombies and everybody's, you know, locked down with masks and, you know, getting the jab to keep their jobs like in Canada? Tell us a little bit. Catch us up a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Yes. So for the last 2 weeks, my mother said that the COVID was not main topic in the normal mainstream media. Thank God, she said. So, and the pandemia is planned to be ended by November. But as again, they are trying to make it debatable. But it is, so far it's planned to stop the fact of pandemia in Germany by November, because the majority is vaccinated by now. It's Saxony, Thuringia, and Bavaria, which has not, or who has the lowest rates of vaccinations, and they at the moment having the highest rates of infection, so to say. But yes, it's not a priority now anymore, and people getting used to it, so to say, and it's not a number one threat anymore.
I find that very interesting. Go ahead.
Yes, it's the latest news. So Mr. Spahn wants to end it by November, and Markus Söder, which is the prime minister in Bavaria, says if this is going to happen, every law connected to this will be illegitimate. You know, it has to stop. So everything will turn back to normal again if this happens.
Yeah, it's very interesting, mm-hmm. just the language you're using, and obviously you're relaying how they talk about it. It's like, okay, they will end this thing, this fake mm-hmm. pandemic, and it's just so obvious, isn't it, that they're just steering it whatever way they want. It has nothing to do with reality. They didn't exactly roll out the trucks every morning.
Yes, but they cannot keep it up.
Yeah.
Because Norway stopped the pandemia case. Denmark stopped the pandemia case. I think Sweden didn't really put it to that far. And Italy has a lot of stand-ups, a lot of rallies now, because they are demanding also to get rid of COVID restrictions. So Italy is on its foot, while Germany, we had our Querdenker rallies last year, but this year it kind of died away, and then we had elections, And by the way, I got my voting ballot very late, beginning of September, which is pretty late. So we almost thought, is this going to not going to happen, this kind of election? Or because during this 1 year, everybody could see in big display how incompetent and how contradictive and you know how they are making their political plays without really helping or doing or going in a direction for the German people, or you know, actively solving the problem. It was like having a chewing gum and chewing it forever, you know, and it's getting awkward. And now, as I said, they're planning it to end it because it's if they're not going to stop it, people will getting started again, because everyone, even the normie, says, look, I got my jab. If this is not going to stop, I'm going up. I will be on my feet, like in Italy, for example. So they have to stop it in a way, because otherwise they will bring up the normies.
Well, Miss Berta and Miss Monica, we have to go to our first break. We'll be right back. I'll make a quick comment. We'll come back. It goes right along with what you just said. But dear people, okay. Dear Blood River Radio audience, we are going to a break. We'll be right back with Miss Berta Voss and Miss Monica Schaefer just in a few minutes. Be right back.
During our war for Southern independence, the brilliant Confederate general Robert E. Lee foretold the decline of this country when he prophesied, if those people, referring to the dictatorial federal government, if those people win this war, the United States will become a bully abroad and a tyrant at home. As Lee predicted, it has come to pass. The principles laid out in our founding documents, our Declaration of Independence, and the individual rights protected in our Constitution have been vilified and discarded. But not everyone has surrendered. Blood River Radio brings you highly respected, intelligent guests not afraid to speak the truth when the truth in America today is censored and attacked. Your contributions keep us on the air in order to fight against the bullies abroad and the tyrants at home. Send your war contributions to Blood River Radio, P.O. Box 34636, Bartlett, Tennessee 38184. That address is on our website, www.bloodriverradio.com. Don't let the bullies and the tyrants win.
I'm Pastor Everett Ramsey, pastor of Faith Baptist Church. A congregation of God's covenant people, informed Christians know that we are at the brink of a long-planned one-world government being executed that will not tolerate true Christian faith. There is a way to stop it. Our church has used God's spiritual weapons of warfare many times over the years, and in every case that was properly executed, the Church of Jesus Christ had been delivered. It is called the Court of Divine Justice. David used it many times. Read Psalm 37, Psalm 109. It includes truthful information, repentance, and imprecatory prayers. Blood River Radio is the only radio station I know that supports action based on truth about lies concerning the Confederacy, the Civil Rights Movement, the German people, the true Holocaust, and who the true covenant people of God are, and the sins and failures of the churches, if any of these this means anything to you, and it should, then please say so with your money, as well as prayers. You may obtain information from us about the Courts of Divine Justice by sending your offering and request to Blood River Radio, and we take none of the money.
Being this is a .44 Magnum, the most powerful handgun in the world, and would blow your head clean off, you've got to ask yourself one question. Do I feel lucky? Well, do you, punk?
Dear Blood River Radio audience, thank you so much for hanging on. We're going to go right back to Miss Berta Voss, and we're also Miss Monica Schaefer, my sisters in arms. I briefly mentioned, I'll throw this comment out. Miss Berta talked about people are starting to kind of resist a little bit about this COVID lockdown in Germany. Well, November the 3rd here in the United States, there's going to be a nationwide shutdown. I hope it's successful. I hope it's massive. Law enforcement, firemen, paramedics, nurses, doctors, truckers, retails, people, warehouses, warehouse workers, and they're protesting. No masks, no vaccines, no testing. They're going to flash mob buses, trains, you name it, and they're not going to be wearing any mask. and they're just going to tell the government, here we are. There's 100,000 of us. Do your worst. Go ahead, Miss Monica. I believe you were talking before the break. I forget which one of you girls, but go ahead, girls. Take off with it.
Yeah, I'll just say, Berta, you were telling us about everything's going back to quote-unquote normal, but are they going to say to the people, take off your masks and, you know, you can, and what about the non-jabbed people? Here in Canada, they are coming down with tighter and tighter restrictions for people who do not have their quote-unquote vaccine passport. I don't know if you have such a thing in Germany or in European countries in general, but it is serious here, this so-called vaccine passport, which they're rolling out, without which they are making it harder and harder to just get by with ordinary life. Like a lot of people, they are, you know, seeing that we absolutely have to set up parallel systems. You know, can you go see a doctor if you break a leg without the jab? No, you cannot. So this is big, serious stuff. So what is the reality of this in Germany when they say going back to normal, opening everything up again and everything's back? What about the non-jabbed people? Are there going to be restrictions on them, or is everything just going away magically?
No, it's not going away magically. It's going back to normal in that sense that everybody has to take a decision by himself. You either take the jab or you don't. It's your decision. Because as I try to make the point, when the pandemia is taking away or stopped, you know, lifted by November, all these kind of laws and restrictions will be abandoned too. Because they were put up because of the pandemia. And when the pandemia is stopped or lifted, it's over. All these restrictions are also over too. And as the majority of people got the jab, and with all the backlash and the problems, which according to my knowledge always have been there with vaccines. It's nothing new that you can die from modern healthcare medicine, so to say. You can die from an operation, you can die from a vaccine, right? And it's a side effect, but it's they say it's so low that that it's okay. But yeah, this is what everybody is now debating. People who don't want to get vaccines say it's not okay. It's a life risk, and I don't do it. And
of course,
as far as I can see, when Markus Söder says from Bavaria, okay, when he stops this, we can't force people anymore to do the vaccine or to wear masks or something. Everybody has to. It's going back to the people, to the responsibility of the people themselves. This is the way I understand it. Of course, they can try to push again, but I would not recommend it, because, as I said, common people are already also getting upset. I do everything I was told, and now they try to prolong it. Now it's still going on. No way.
Exactly.
This has to stop.
No way. Exactly. Sorry, go ahead.
Go on.
Well, I was just going to say that we have to. I mean, I think this is wonderful news. The pushback has been huge. We've seen that in some of the, you know, videos I've seen of the massive pushback. But one thing, like, let's just pray and hope that something doesn't happen between now and November. You know, some false flag event, which I am just putting it out there, that's the kind of thing that can happen. You know, they tell us, oh, yeah, everything's going back to normal, and then something happens. And, you know, this boa constrictor method.
I think the time of these kind of things is gone in Germany.
Good.
I don't see here that what kind of move shall they do? I don't see the point. They are very busy in the trying to make up the Jamaica or Ample coalition conferences. They're very busy with that, and the media is kind of standing on one leg because nobody is talking about what they are discussing, which is pretty funny to see because it's a bit strange, because normally they like to make it a show from it, but it's not. It's behind closed doors. And yes, all this transformation or transgender topic also has gone very low. There's no priority anymore on it. What comes up now is due to the Afghanistan or let's say Kabul drama, that more and more refugees are popping up at the Polish border. And yeah, how was it? They explain it like this. They take a plane to Belarus, and then Lukashenko says, okay, you want to go to the European Union, get on the bus, I drive you to the border, and then you can walk into Poland. So there, between Belarus and Poland is a kind of green strip, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And then they try to walk to get into Poland, but the Polish beating them back. And then when they try to get back to Belarus, they get beaten back again. So they kind of, some of them are kind of trapped between these borders. And when they make it into Poland, they can go to Germany, and then they end up here. So there is a kind of pro-immigrant rally was already in one town. It's Guben in Middle Germany at the Polish border, but it's not like 2015. They are not these young Antifa girlies screaming "refugee welcome" or something. It's just you could just see a group of 30 people living or standing with their flags, silently sitting and standing. So it's not. So again, politics is quite on a low tune at the moment. It's not. I think of a boxing match where the boxer's not really trying to win. It's like a training, sparring, punching. They're punching and kicking, but it's not for real. So in a way, this is my impression. So I don't pay much attention to this at the moment, and looking more for a little movement now, which is around the Arminius round or Arminius Airs. It's a little Telegram group who are doing a lot of posting and getting the info out that this FRG, or Federal Republic of Germany, this whole construct will soon be stopped or put to an end, and that the German Empire will be
restored,
re-unfolded again, or re-founded again.
It exists still on paper. The Reich, the Third Reich, never signed off on a peace treaty, and most people have no idea that is the case. That the FRG, the Federal Republic of Germany, is a non-governmental entity. It's not a nation. Right. It's not a true government. It is an illegal construct, actually, and that has been documents proven over and over.
A quick break.
Okay.
When we come back, you can take right off on that. We'll be right back, people, after this little break. Our second break. Hey, we're under your seats.
Your daily Liberty Newswire. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
USA Radio News.
I'm Brad Bernards. Former Trump Chief of Staff Mark Meadows joined former Trump Chief Strategist Steve Bannon on the War Room on Friday afternoon. The two former Trump advisors discussed Dr. Fauci's lies to Congress under oath on the gain-of-function research he funded in Wuhan, China.
They're going to try to blame this on someone else other than NIH, other than Dr. Fauci, to try to suggest that he didn't lie. But I can tell you, there's emails out there early on in February of 2020 that alerted everybody to the fact that there was gain-of-function research going on.
On October 18th, intelligence chiefs of South Korea, the United States, and Japan convened in Seoul to discuss North Korean issues, aiming to bring Pyongyang back to the negotiating table through a flurry of diplomacy. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn, and I'm in the best shape of my life. I love working out hard every day, but I turned 60 this year, and working out can cause some serious aches and pains. I was commiserating with my buddy Jay Schrader, the Super Bowl champion and former Raiders quarterback, about the challenges of staying in great shape for anyone over age 50. Jay said I had to try SonsOfLibertyCBD.com, and it would heal my body, mind, and soul. He was right. No more aches and pains. I feel like $1 million. Finding quality CBD, not easy, but Sons of Liberty CBD, highest quality CBD I've ever seen. CBD is not pot. It won't get you high. It's 100% legal. It's 100% American-made. CBD is mainstream, and it works. For my listeners, SonsOfLibertyCBD.com is offering a discount of 15% off every product if you use the code WAR15 at checkout. Even better, you can combine this discount with your subscription discount for 25% off. Please support veteran-owned, service-disabled, small business, Sons of Liberty, CBD.com. Just say WAR15 to get 25% off.
The Facebook whistleblower is taking her message international. Mike Fortier explains.
Frances Haugen will appear before a parliament committee in Great Britain Monday. Haugen, the former Facebook employee, testifying before Congress a few weeks ago that the company pushes content that's divisive and harmful to children. She'll speak before a committee looking at regulating online content. The head of the UK committee says there needs to be greater transparency in the decisions Facebook takes when it trades off user safety for user engagement. This will be the first time Haugen has testified in Europe. From the USA Radio News Florida Bureau, I'm Mike Fortier.
President Joe Biden has indicated support for changing or abolishing the filibuster in order to pass election legislation, a substantial shift from his long-touted position in favor of the Senate's peculiar rule. The flip came after Republicans on Wednesday filibustered Democrats' Freedom to Vote Act, an election bill crafted under the guidance of moderate Senator Joe Manchin, Democrat of West Virginia. This is USA Radio News.
Gave you power, huh? Let me tell you something, boy. If I did give you power, you got nothing. Nobody gives you power. Real power is something you take.
People, that's just exactly the way it is. That's one of my many favorite clips that from the old soap opera Dallas, when Bobby Ewing, the young whippersnapper, he was telling his dad. Jock, the real stud, had pulled $10, $12 million out of the company, and the son got mad because the dad didn't tell him what he was going to do. And the son said, you gave me the power. You don't be doing things like this behind my back. And Jock Ewing told him just what the hell power is. You don't give anyone power. If we, the people, are going to get our power back from the government. People, the government is never, ever going to give us any power back. Government only gets more power. We have to take that power back. Back to you, Ms. Voss. Back to you, Ms. Bertha.
Mm-hmm. Yes. That's right. And, yeah, since April and during the summer, there have been several attempts, as far as I could know, to do a rally in Berlin with no flags, no ideology, no nothing, just Germans demanding the retreat, the backing off of the government. And they tried several times, but the problem for most of the time was to get enough people together. I know from one first try on the 19th of June, They came, and even the police was willing to join them, to go in front of the Reichstag and demand the backing of the government. But they decided not to do it because they were not enough. And so this attempt is, kind of in the air. You know, people, it's under the surface. They are trying to networking, you know, to gather people, to get them to be on spot at the right moment. At the moment, everything looks okay. You know, they could have doing their elections. Now they're doing their, as I said, they're considering kind of what, who and who will be in the government and stuff and so. And yes, they try to stop the pandemia by November, and or maybe not, or this typical back and forth, and nobody knows what really is going to happen at the moment.
But I have one quick question, and I'm going to get out of your way. Miss Berta, now to your knowledge now, this is a 2-3-part question. First of all, my first question is, how serious was the effort of the German government to force German citizens to get the jab? Secondly, these people, these foreigners coming across the border into Germany, do you see them? Are they getting the jab? Is it widely publicized? Is the government saying, okay, these foreigners are coming in, but they're going to wear masks, are they going to get the jab? What do you know about that? In other words, is the government saying, hey, Germans, don't worry. All these colored people coming in, we're making them get the jab. We're making them get the mask. What about that, Miss Berta?
Well, because this migrant thing is due to the, as far as I understand it, they're Afghans who try to make it get away from the Taliban regime, which could establish by July or August, and it's on low profile. It's not a big thing in the media. The big thing is who's forming the new government, and even the topic of transgender is not a big thing at the moment. And I remember on screen that it says not transformation, it said reform government. So, and climate change and this issue to getting rid of coal mines and atom nuclear electricity is more important than this refugee problem. It's in Brandenburg, it's already in parliament. The AfD is trying to make an appeal that the border has to be watched again because of this problem. And it's making not a big thing from it. And
I was just going to say, I suppose just because they're not making a big deal of it in the mainstream media doesn't mean that these things have just disappeared, like that there aren't hordes and hordes of invaders still coming in and being brought in, like you talked about, from Afghan, they've been rejected by Poland, they're being kind of sent back and forth, but then they get deposited in Germany. And then secondly, the LGBTQ, that carries on, and in schools, they're poisoning the children's minds with all that stuff. So it's still going on, right? I mean, it's just that they don't necessarily talk about it
in the media. And the COVID thing, and wearing a mask and vaccination of the children was by far the last month a bigger topic than this transgender theme. Many parents were concerned. Do I test my child or do I get it vaccinated? It was a big thing for many. And there have been a lot of parents, or quite a lot of parents, especially in Middle Germany, who simply didn't do it, who kept their children at home and said no.
Thank goodness. You know,
keeping, can't go to school and...
Keeping children at home, I want to address that because I had learned from my cousins many decades ago that it was illegal to homeschool your children in Germany, whereas in Canada it was perfectly normal that you could homeschool your children if you wanted to. And now what's the situation with that? If parents take their children out of school because they don't want them subjected to these poisons, both the poisons of the mind and the poisons of the body.
They let them go with it. There was no... I never heard of police turning up at parents' houses and dragging children to school. No, no. They let them skate with that.
Well, that's really good news. This is...
Of course, some tried... It was depending on the director of the school. Some were harsh and some... Okay, if you turn up with a paper and it says, okay, my child can't do this, or my child has an attest from a doctor that it can't wear a mask, okay, we do so. So to say, it was not as strict, it was depending on the person who was fulfilling the laws or tried to do this. Some were harsher and some were softer. So,
yeah.
I don't have the feeling that this government was ever going full force and trying to really suppress us. Because if you do this, you're running into the risk that the normies, the masses, will make a stand up.
Huh? Yeah.
So it's kind of, Lavieren, we would say in German. You know, try to push people, but on the other hand, okay, maybe not so much. And the Jabs, you know, I remember the British Prime Minister saying, oh, we have 29 jabs per second. Man, we had 11,000 vaccinations per month. So it was
in
very,
all of Germany?
Very slow because... In all of
was
Germany,
that,
because
it,
the
wow.
docs, the common doctors where I'm going to said, okay, I would like to do the vaccinations, but I don't have a vaccine. They didn't have enough vaccines. I think they got 20 doses per week. And you know, and then they had this priority of, okay, risk patients first. And then this kind of some people really wanted to have a jab. So they're trying to get to this vaccination centers to get an appointment. And then they had to wait. And then, you know, people meeting on the street and say, oh, I am going to have my jab today. Oh, really? I am keep waiting for 4 weeks already. Oh, just come over to my doctor. You can get a jab too.
Well, girls, we got to go to our last break. We'll come
That's
right
how it
back.
Is.
And we'll be right back in just a minute, people. And I'm going to ask Ms. Monica a question when we come back about the German radio.
All right.
Be right back, folks. Hello.
I'm Monica Schaefer from Canada, a former political prisoner. Here at Blood River Radio, we are not afraid to tell the truth and shame the devil. Our mission is to fight against white genocide. We do that by exposing the lies. We talk about the American Civil War. We talk about the vilification of German people and by extension all white people. And we even talk about that linchpin lie, the Holocaust. Deception by the alien enemy within has brought us whites to our knees. My last words at the Schaefer's speech crime trial in Germany were, quote, if there was a law forbidding us to breathe, we would break that law immediately just to live. And so it is with this law. We must break this law in order to survive and thrive as a people, unquote. Please donate to Blood River Radio and help keep us on the air.
I'm Michael Hill, president of the League of the South. I and my compatriots are Southern nationalists. We seek the survival, well-being, and independence of the Southern people, our people. The League wants a South that enjoys the sweet fruits of Christian liberty and prosperity, but our current situation won't allow it. We must have our independence from Washington, D.C., and the globalists. The present system cannot be reformed. Without independence, we will continue down this path of destruction. To us, this is not acceptable. I'm asking you, Southern man and woman, to join us today to free the South. Call us at 256-757-6789 or see our website at www.leagueofthesouth.com. God save the South.
Well, dear Blood River Radio family, we're at the end of this segment here, and like they say, the second hour, we're going to have to bring Gene Andrews on. We'll have to let Miss Berta go, but she's going to be back on again. In the not-too-distant future, we're going to have Jürgen Newman on and Fred Leutcher, the Holocaust researchers. Y'all probably know about them, and we'll have her on again in the not-too-distant future for that. But right now, we'll wind up this hour. And we're turning it back. We'll let Miss Monica take off and tell us about how you can't have a radio station in Canada speaking the German language. Go ahead, Miss Monica.
Yeah, thanks. In this first three-quarter hour, I've been delighted to hear Berta talk about the resistance in Germany. It's really, really growing. That's fantastic. However, I just want to say that anti-German sentiment the world over is still strong as ever. And I have a couple of stories from within Germany to talk about anything to do with World War II history or Holocaust, if you expose the lies of this religion, Holocaustianity, then you are still in big trouble. Now, first I'll just tell you a little story about in northern Alberta, a small town, La Crete, it's called. They applied to the CRTC, which is the Canadian Radio and Television. What's it called? It's some kind of a licensing body. It's connected to the government. And anybody who wants to open a radio station or start a radio station, they have to get their permit through this CRTC. And this town is largely German-speaking. Like, there's a lot of German immigrants in Canada, and this town has a high percentage of population that speaks German. Some of the elderly people have a hard time in English. It's a Mennonite community, and they applied to have a 50-watt radio station, which I guess is just a small radio station, to provide some cultural, music and cultural programming and whatnot, not even full-time, not even 24/7, but just to provide a bit of radio in their community, German language radio in northern Alberta. Well, guess what? They were denied that license because somehow they claimed that it would make other people feel oppressed or something or left out. Now, meanwhile, if you look into it, there are stations in every language that you could possibly not even pronounce, of, you know, in Hindi and Punjabi and Mandarin and many other languages from all the world over. If you go to Toronto or Vancouver or even in other parts of Canada, you can hear radio in pretty much any language of your choosing. But a German-speaking radio station in a small town in northern Alberta, no way. Now, where do you think that stems from? I mean, I think this is just still this anti-German sentiment and also anti-white, anything white. You know, they really do want to obliterate the white race, the European people. So I just wanted to share that story. Now, something else that I have learned of very recently, a woman in Germany who is very active in trying to tell the truth and whatnot, and she goes by the name Freya. That's not her real name. Anyway, she recently came out of spending 3 months in the gulag, no charges, no formal, any kind of, you know, formal paperwork was she given. And it had to do with something from a year earlier, some alleged confrontation with Antifa's, which they trumped up, they made it up, but she had no communication with the outside world, no lawyer, no nothing. And then they let her out after 3 months. It was completely unlawful what they did. Now she's trying to pick up the pieces and find a lawyer that might be able to help her to sort all this out and somehow have a redress of this great injustice that happened. This is what's going on in Germany. And then there's another woman, Marianne Wilfeld, and she's been really, you know, trying to expose the lies and talk about these UNRWA camps, these displaced person camps, where all kinds of stuff that she's dug out of old books and whatnot, which it's just an amazing information. She's constantly before the courts. They've raided her home I don't know how many times. I mean, people in Germany are still being really, really persecuted for exposing Jewish lies and Jewish actions, what they have done. So anyway, you know, these UNRWA, that's the United Nations, there's two R's, rehabilitation and what was the other R for? Now I wrote this down somewhere, I just don't. Oh yeah, relief and rehabilitation assemblies. These camps were full of Jews and gypsies, many of whom then changed their names. They became Germans, supposedly, but they aren't. They were crypto-Jews and gypsies who then came back into Germany after the war, and they took all the positions at universities, became the professors, became the doctors, became government people, everything. I mean, these are people who pretended to be Germans. They took on German names. I mean, this is just unbelievable, this history and story. So Marianne Wilfert, she's exposing these things, and boy, is she being persecuted. Like, how dare you, you know, to tell these stories. So I just wanted to talk a little bit about that.
Of course. Mm-hmm.
Go ahead.
So I came across this year. First of all, it started in I think February, early in the year, with one nationalist, the leader, I think, of the youth organization. Antifa turned up at his door wearing Polizei t-shirts and maltreating him with a hammer or something like this. It got public. It was in the news. Then next I remember was that the memorial for the fallen and of the death of the Second World War, Gutsmannshausen, was burned down. You know, everybody knows.
Yes.
It was burned down, or
yes.
The roof was taken away, and the memorial itself was also damaged. And it was not the only memorial. There were also several other memorials who got damaged, and even common people got a little bit upset because they could not understand why, because there was no real reason to this.
Was some of those memorials to the civilians that were burned alive, for instance, in Dresden and other places in Germany? You know, we talked about that. Matter of fact, in February will be Dresden Memorial Month in Blood River Radio. These memorials, were they memorials to people like that, to civilians that were like died with the massive firebombing, where tens of thousands of Germans were burned alive, men, women, children, old men? Was that the type of memorials you're talking about, and just civilians in general, just people in general that died during the war? Is that what you're talking about? I think we talked about it once before.
Yes.
I was talking about these 12 millions, and we had a small memorial in Gutsmannshausen. The next
That's right.
thing was that they also, people who are associated with the AfD got also attacked, or their shops and doors and houses were attacked. And somewhat by May or June or summer, I think this kind of Antifa run died away. So I can't remember for another incident, a kind of it stopped or they don't know, or they were catching them, I don't know. Because also what was in the beginning of this year, the leader of the main clan in Germany, the Alsein, was deported to Turkey. They gave public what his real name is. It's not Alsein. He pretended to be a Lebanese refugee in the 80s, I think. He's from Turkey, and his real name is Akoca, and he left Germany. So this clan, I don't know what they're doing now or what their plans are, but bit by bit, several razzias and several people are exposed, even politicians, like the new chancellor, maybe, Olaf Scholz, has been exposed for his cum-ex crimes for several times. They made a razzia in his Ministry of Finance, and this is a detail which I think it's kind of contradicting, because the government, which is the upper class of the upper 15% of our, my country, who do not think that they need to be changed in any way. They're having a good life here. And we're having a police which is doing, stopping and crime piece by piece. And there is a big change going on, I think, in this country. And so I'm optimistic. Even this German bashing is not as it used to be. Or I'm not experiencing it. But Anglo-Saxon countries like Canada, of course, I think that this anti-white and transgender program is still running. But in Germany,
big time.
It looks like it's a bit tuned down.
Well, my brother will be very happy to hear, and he is very optimistic, and there he is in his little space capsule, and I'm talking about the solitary confinement jail cell, and he writes letters that are very spirited and also says, you know, everybody is waking up, and he's very optimistic, and he's in the jaws of the gulag, so it's really nice
you
to hear
Alfred.
What you're saying.
Alfred,
my brother Alfred, yes.
Mm-hmm. 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 Yes. I didn't hear it from him for a long time too. Okay, so he's in a jail. I remember he was. It was like with his stick and how high my arm is. I remember.
Oh, how high
it
can my dog?
Okay.
How high can my dog Pavlov can jump? How high? Look how high my dog Pavlov can jump. Well, it's a wonderful mm-hmm. play on this, you know, Pavlovian response that people have to this gesture, which is a
Ms.
big
Bertha,
crime.
We've run completely out of time. If you will, as soon as you can, call me one day next week. We'll see about we're getting you back on with Fred Leutcher and the whole host of people I just talked about. We'll do our Holocaust education series again. People, thank you so much for holding on, listening to this hour. We're getting ready to transfer to the second hour. We're going to pick up Mr. Gene Andrews, my buddy, and we're going to talk about another small Holocaust, but where there was no Jews involved. Be right back, folks.